with help wanted signs out regardless of where you're driving by. This time of year, as high school graduates start thinking about their future and other people may be thinking about career changes, the concern about the workforce in Alaska and the projects and opportunities that may be coming is of great concern to people across the board. Now, Joy Crum is the president of Northern Industrial Training, and Joy recently addressed the Alliance about the issues of Alaska's workforce. And Joy, first of all, what is the Northern Industrial Training?
NIT is Alaska's premier vocational training provider and workforce development solution company. We train people to upskill or from zero skill to entry level in vocational trades.
Now, there's some pretty disturbing statistics when it comes nationally as well as in Alaska and locally here on the Kenai Peninsula as to where we are going to find the workforce. To be a young person and want to work, there seems to be a myriad of opportunities regardless of what you want to pursue. But what does it look like for the future as far as meeting the demands to build projects and new investment in Alaska?
Well, if you're a young person looking to join the workforce, it's a really exciting time. You don't have to climb a ladder. You're almost on an escalator that requires you to show up, and you're going to be promoted. From the employer standpoint, this is an exciting time for those that have an entrepreneurial spirit and creative thinking about how I can get people in. So the number of people we have is the number of people we have. We can't make more of them. So what we need to do is adapt our workplaces to the pool that is available and make sure that we are attacking our young kids with as many opportunities as possible to make them want to stay here.
Are there other things other than the help wanted sign and advertising that you hang in the window that an employer with a business, an entrepreneur with a business who wants to look at retiring and maybe turning that business over can do to entice the next generation?
I mean, the first thing they need to do is look internally and find their why. Why would somebody come and work here? What separates you from all of the other employers that are looking? And once you find that, you find your essence, you lean into it, and you build out. And then from there, you can use technologies. There's AI technologies on hiring websites that can screen interview or resumes before you even get to them, help you schedule. Look at alternative work schedules. But really what this requires is a new way of thinking that reflects 2025 and not 40 years ago.
Looking at the political situation, is government investing in programs that will develop a workforce?
The state of Alaska on the post-secondary level has extreme investment into developing not only skilled trades and upscaling, but funding that allows you to go to universities here in state. So that answer is yes.
Now, you're a local grown, Homer graduate, and you're still in the state, and you're developing other workforces. What is the biggest incentive for young people to stay in Alaska rather than go pursue their dream somewhere else?
You know, for me, there was never a choice. And I kind of look at my experience and put it out there. And when I say there was never a choice, I loved Alaska for what it was. I loved the people. I loved the opportunity to go fishing and work outside. So when I went to school, I always knew I was coming back. So what we need to do is we need to engage in middle school and high school as employers to get these kids to understand that their community members are invested in them, they value them, and they want them to be a part of their future. We really just got to create an environment that doesn't block kids from leaving, but makes an environment that wants them to stay or come back.
Okay, and Joy, if listeners want more information to learn more about Northern Industrial Training and about addressing this issue, is there a place they can go to do that?
They can. They can go to www.nitalaska.com and look at the programs or hit the contact button and email and call us for further discussion.
Thank you for the work you're doing. There is nothing better than having a young person come back to Alaska and build their family right here in the Great Land. Joy Crum is the president of Northern Industrial Training, and I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that well-trained sound of KSRM.